If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Breaking ball hit high in the air. Deep right field. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Ian Happ, a two-run homer.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Chicago Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Cubs have a 3.5 game lead in the NL Central heading into a weekend series with the Braves. Jake Arrieta was on with Bernstein and Goff just about an hour ago, and he had an update on the status of one injured Wilson Contreras.
We were out there yesterday before we did some of our bunting drills. He was out there throwing the second base. They had the pitching machine set up, and I mean, he looked 100%. I mean, his pop time was around 1.8. So if he's able to do that, it seems like he's getting pretty close.
So good news for the Cubs and more good news. And John Lester will return to the rotation on Saturday. Mike Montgomery to remain a starter. The Cubs will go to a six-man rotation heading into the stretch. Addison Russell, though, scratched from a rehab start last night with foot soreness. He'll be reevaluated today. As for the game tonight, Kyle Hendricks taking on the Braves' Sean Newcomb. Pregame with Mike Esposito tonight at 6:30. Meanwhile, CBS Sports reporting the Tigers are in full rebuild mold and that Justin Verlander could be traded before tonight's 11:59 trade deadline. Meanwhile, the Score's Bruce Levine says the Cubs are still interested in Verlander. Sox trying to avoid being swept in Minnesota this afternoon. Miguel Gonzalez got the start. He gave up 7 hits and 3 runs in 6 innings. Both he and the twin starter Bartolo Colon out of the game. Alan Hansen just homered to put the Sox up 4-3 in the top of the ninth. Bears and Browns at Soldier Field tonight for the final preseason game. Mitchell Trubisky will start. Karna Shaw will follow him. Mike Glennon and Mark Sanchez will not play in this one. And in the NBA, the Bulls' Cameron Payne is out until November. He needs surgery on his previously fractured foot. The Lakers are hit with a $500,000 fine for tampering. That involved them talking to Paul George. And the Kyrie Irving-Isaiah Thomas deal between the Cavs and Celtics is done. This scoreboard update is brought to you by LifeLock. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com today. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show before every game. Hashtag live bright. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Braves at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Scooter.
Yep, we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also in other news.
The whistles go woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. And the mob.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com. Also on Facebook Live if you want to jump in the chat room there to watch us do our thing. This is our segment in other news. Kind of some things off the beaten path or things maybe we didn't get to yesterday or things that we're not focusing on Cubs and Bears and Bulls and Hawks and Sox. So, Dan, lead off, my friend.
When I say the name Tony Perkins, people of an older age are going to think of the actor who portrayed Jimmy Pearsall in Fear Strikes Out and who's in the movie Psycho. But when most people think of the name Tony Perkins, they know that he is the president of the controversial evangelical Christian group Family Research Council. He is one who usually, in the aftermath of natural disaster, is among those who claim that it is an act of God punishing this modern world for being tolerant of homosexuality.
Wow.
That's the Tony Perkins leads statements of, well, that is what this is. Anytime, whatever the natural disaster may be, it's a little bit like that one Baptist church.
Yeah, that goes
picking the funerals.
Yeah.
But Tony Perkins is that guy, and he has made a long and lucrative career out of being that guy, out of decrying these natural disasters as God's wrath because people think that gay people are people. Well, guess what? Somebody's home just got destroyed in a flood. That would be the home of Tony Perkins.
Yes!
Who has been flooded.
This is a Terry Barry Bonds-esque yes just now, by the way.
He has been flooded out of his house. His home destroyed. He and his family had to flee their house in a canoe, and they have set up a home in an RV. He said, this is a flood, I would have to say, of near biblical proportions. And ain't no fun when the rabbit's got the gun.
Does that mean that Tony Perkins is a VIP member at the Blue Oyster? Is that what God is trying to tell us? Is Tony getting a little tap, tap, tap underneath the bathroom stall and saying, come on through to the spot?
Do you remember the end of the movie, The Birdcage, when Gene Hackman's character has to drag it up so he can get out of there and escape the National Enquirer? But he says Tony Perkins has now been forced to live off what he calls God's provisions following the flood. Aw, too bad for Tony Perkins living in a van down by the river.
All right, along the same vein, Houston Rockets owner Leslie Alexander will donate $10 million to Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund in the wake of the flooding that has displaced many residents of Houston and surrounding areas. The Rockets had announced Monday that Alexander would pledge $4 million to the recovery effort. And then the Houston Astros announced Monday that their ownership group would official team charity would contribute another $4 million, while Houston Texans said team owner Bob McNair would put $1 million towards the relief effort. The NFL announced it would match McNair's contribution. And by the way, this is for a guy who I give a lot of grief to because he is always in front of a camera and he knows he's in front of a camera. A terrific football player, but sometimes a little lame. J.J. Watt, shout out to him.
$10 million so far?
Shout out to J.J. Watt, youcaring.org, I believe it is. I don't want to misname which charity he's going through or which website he's going through, but I believe it is youcaring.org. The number I saw last was 5.1, okay? But Leslie Alexander, Rockets owner, is going to donate 10 and is imploring all the owners in Houston to either step up to his level or throw in a little bit more. But the entire city of Houston is banding together. I'm seeing a lot of things, this has been happening now for a week. You know, Katrina seemed like it happened for a couple of days, and you saw the destruction and the terror, and there's a whole lot of stuff that went on there that was absolutely just downright rotten in terms of the politics that were played with a lot of people who were displaced from their homes. But what's
Why has raised, by the way, $11.78 million.
$11.78 million. See, the last number I saw was 5.1. So shout out to JJ Watt. Shout out to all the people down there in Houston who are just getting together and saving each other. All kinds of racial backgrounds, all different, you know, man, woman,
this is
doesn't
what our
matter.
Country is, not
word up, yeah, yep. Man. This is I'm seeing a lot of great images come out of that thing, and also with some very very harrowing images. Seeing the four brothers pushing the old lady's car up the exit ramp because she didn't know the flood was taking over the exit ramp.
Did you see the brother on the jet ski take the woman out of her living room?
That was super cool.
Yep.
But seeing some great images and otherwise just a terrible, terrible happening right now in Houston. And I actually tweeted out a website that you can go to make sure that you're not giving to the wrong charities, the phony charities, because during these times, a lot of those things pop up and a lot of money gets siphoned out away from the causes that you actually go to.
If you have $395, you can have a pair of MB1s from Big Baller Brand. MB1s, only $395, because when you're the little brother, when you are LaMelo Ball, you get the Melo Ball 1s. He is the first high school player ever to have his own signature shoe. Yep. And Big Baller Brand has tweeted this out. $395 for your MB1s. And then you ask, well, wait a second. What about college eligibility? Well, LeVar Ball doesn't care. He told Espen, we will worry about it when we get there. Who cares? If he can't play, then he can't play. It doesn't mean he'll stop working out and getting better. Maybe in 2 years they'll change the rule and he'll be able to go to the NBA straight out of high school. All right.
Well, all right. Yeah, they are going to have to make some Europe or Asia kind of contingency plan. Maybe the Brandon Jennings route where you go to Italy and play for a year. Mm-hmm. And maybe LeVar will take the
Josh Childress, who went to
Josh
Greece.
Childress, yes. LeVar will take the reality show maybe on the road. You know, this is all one big master plan for the Ball family.
I also don't think that Dad thinks he's that good.
LaMelo? I think he does. LiAngelo is the
you
one who
LiAngelo's?
Has no chance.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody's got to be Taylor Griffin. LiAngelo is going to be Taylor Griffin. Although okay. LiAngelo was on the team with Jalen Hands that beat LeBron James, J.R. Smith, and another NBA player in their UCLA pickup games. But yeah, LiAngelo, yeah, and Eric Gordon, yeah. LiAngelo Ball is the one who's the 6'4", power forward. That's the one that people don't think. And that's
LeVar, the guy you give the shoe down.
LeVar even said it too. He's like, hey, LiAngelo's not going to make it, but he's the most handsome of the three, so he's got that going for him. All right, this guy is being compared to Cam Newton physically and also in a way that we haven't seen this kind of potential come into our living rooms on a Saturday in a long time.
It can't be Lamar Jackson because we've seen him for 2 years.
And this is a guy that we talked about with Matt Miller and at the end of this year's draft, I should say. NFL.com, College Football 24/7, wrote an extensive piece. And it's Jeffrey Chidiha. Josh Allen. Wyoming quarterback Josh Allen physically is being compared to Cam Newton. It says Josh and his parents already had watched the college football playoff national championship with high profile agent Tom Condon sitting in their living room, a move that suggests how close Josh was to finding representation as well as how high his stock had soared. Allen also had packed his bags for a trip to San Diego where he would train with other draft prospects before attending the NFL scouting combine in Indianapolis. The more LeVon watched all this unfold, the more she felt a haunting sensation gnawing at her soul. She kept telling herself that this was all happening way too fast. Josh had only spent one full year as a Cowboy starter, and she questioned if her son might play pay a hefty price in the end. So she made him go back to school. This kid, along with Josh Rosen, along with Sam Darnold, along with some of the other guys out there, and as well as Lawrence Jackson, who says, I am playing quarterback in the NFL, mister. You're not changing my position. Josh Allen being compared to Cam Newton in terms of that supernova that you only get once every 10 years or so should be fun, because I always love watching a team, a player on a team that I don't have any other reason to watch but other than him. You know, it happens every once in a while. It's happened a couple of times with some BYU teams. It happens where, okay, it's not a big brand name.
So was, he throwing to Tanner Gentry last year?
Yes. That was his wide receiver. Josh Allen is the guy that you guys should keep your eyes on.
I got Tanner Gentry tonight, man.
Tanner Gentry is going to ball out.
This is it.
He is going to be on someone's roster if it's not the Bears. But yeah, Josh Allen being compared to Cam Newton in this piece.
This from Awful Announcing. When Kevin Harlan delivered an amazing Westwood One radio call of a fan running on the field during a Monday Night Football game last September, he initially was worried it was going to get him in trouble. And it wound up being anything but. Fans loved it. His bosses loved it. Media outlets loved it. Landed him on The Tonight Show to call pedestrians walking down the street, but he had to decline that offer. It was played on The Today Show. And then his second call of two fans on the field during a Colts blowout of the Jets won plenty of praise, too. But he now says he is not planning to do any more calls of fans on the field. He said he didn't do it for publicity. It reminded him of what he used to do to pass the time during horrible Chiefs and Timberwolves games before he was elevated to a network job. He said even after making a second call of a field invader, noting the broadcast partner Boomer Esiason started that one, he's retiring from the fan running on the field business.
Oh,
come on. He says, I continue to pinch myself when I'm in a room with all these great people. And he points to Jim Nance, Ian Eagle, Tony Romo, Rich Gannon, and others. He said, and that thing played as it did. He said, my kids saw it on the Today Show the next day. I guess I just feel like, all right, everyone was good. Now don't test the waters. Come on, Kev. What do you have to lose? You're not stepping on anybody. None of those people are me. You think Ian Eagle is mad because you're getting publicity from doing funny play-by-play
it's
of a guy on the
content.
Field? Come on.
It's your thing.
That doesn't hurt your brand.
Don't stop, Kevin.
Yeah, please, Kevin. If we have to call him and tell him, we will call him and tell him.
We're blowing a call
on
the season.
Don't stop doing that. It's there's no downside to it.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. If you want to chime in on anything you heard, react, respond, whatever you want to do, 670-11, we're right there for you as well. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. I have to tell you what a UFC fighter did that I don't know if I would have been as good a person. And I'm just being completely honest with you. I probably would have, but it would have took some gnashing of the teeth to go over there and do it, because humanity is humanity. But another good story from Houston amidst all the chaos that is going on now with Hurricane Harvey.
This segment brought to you by ADT. Home isn't just a place. It's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. Well, the deadline has come and gone. No news.
Is it midnight or is it 3?
I think it's 3, isn't it?
Is it?
11.
It's 11?
Oh, it's 11?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was 3.
Bernstein Monster.
Midnight Eastern.
That's why. Why didn't you tell me when I said it before?
Oh, wow.
I just found out.
Wow.
See, I thought
Bernstein born with no thumbs.
See, no,
Julie bailed me out. And
here's
I'm
what
to bail
I thought, though. If I remember, I thought midnight was the time by which the player had to be
report
on the ground in the city.
Oh,
how would that matter?
Don't you remember the Fred Lynn trade?
That he got sent back because
he didn't. His plane didn't land in time. Like, you have to be in the city where that team is
that
by
is
the
stroke. That's the dumbest rule ever.
That was look that up, because
I know that's a famous story.
It was a famous story. They consummated the deal. It was approved by the league, but he didn't get there in time physically to technically be eligible. All right, so if teams are continuing to talk, good. We'll keep it popping. Why is that funny?
Swaggy B over here is going to keep it popping.
Better believe.
I'm just trying to make it to the end of the workday. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. What a week for the Hamilton Tiger Cats of the CFL. First, they try to hire Art Briles. It's one of the worst ideas ever, and even they knew that. They fired him 24 hours later. And then, not long after that, we find out they brought Johnny Manziel in for a workout. And that didn't go much better, according to TSN. Quote, among other concerns, the Ticats were not convinced Manziel is in game shape or that his off-field regimen is consistent with that of somebody dedicated to professional football, end quote. Or as one other source put it, quote, too many red flags. It's got to be the most damning thing anybody's ever said about Manziel. Because a team that hired Art Briles looked at Manziel and said, too many red flags. First Briles, then Manziel. At this rate, the Tiger Cats are going to want to know what O.J. Simpson has left in the tank. I'm Jim Rome.
Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. The only bed smart enough to sense your movement and automatically adjust to both of you to help you stay comfortable all night. It's even designed to help with this. Much better. Does your bed do that? The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is part of our biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale. Plus, save an incredible 50% on the Labor Day Limited Edition bed with special financing available. Ends Monday. To find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum payments required. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
And Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
And you work hard. You deserve to sleep hard and sleep well every night. So to help make that happen, Mattress Firm is giving you incredible Labor Day savings. Now through Monday, during Mattress Firm's Labor Day sales, all mattresses, every one, is on sale.
Every mattress is on sale. Save on Hampton and Rhodes mattresses ranging from $99.99, $199.99, and $299.99.
Take a look at the Dream Bed Lux, an unbeatable value of $39 a month for 6 years. Plus, you get a free adjustable base. Wow. That's something you got to do. If you get a chance at that base, it's going to change your life. You get interest-free financing for 6 years, 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free. And also, right now through September 5th, Mattress Firm is doing something important to help out not just the people around their headquarters in Houston, but all across the area that's dealing with the effect of Hurricane Harvey. We don't know exactly what's going to happen in the aftermath, how widespread it's going to be, but Mattress Firm is going to help all around the community, donating $1 million in product to those in need, and a portion of every purchase made in any of their stores now through Tuesday will be donated to provide up to an additional $1 million worth of pillows, blankets, and mattresses for people who've lost their homes and have to rebuild. Also, Mattress Firm stores are equipped to accept monetary donations that will go to the American Red Cross Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund. Donations can also be made online by visiting mattressfirm.com to learn more. So here you can help out as part of the Labor Day sale when you get into Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I could do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid, you get 2 months of free service, so you can keep up with your favorite shows. That's 2 months of robot uprisings. Or 2 months of impossibly good-looking people dating each other. Or 2 months of impossibly good-looking robots dating each other. Switch to AT&T prepaid and get 2 months of unlimited talk and text with a whole lot of data. Free with no annual contract.
Limited time offer requires payment at activation. Taxes, extra account must remain active on $45 or $65 plan. It cannot last to get bill credit for 3rd and 12 months. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the best place to get all you need for a great-looking yard this Labor Day weekend. Come in now and get top Scotts products for only $10 each after instant savings. Choose from Scotts Lawn Food, Easy Seed, Ortho Home Defense, Roundup Pump and Go, and more. All just $10 each. Hurry into your local Ace, where top Scotts products are $10 each after instant savings. Through Monday only. Valid on select items and sizes for Ace Rewards members. Limit 2. See participating store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitchell Trubisky is probably the best player at the position. He just might not yet be ready to play. If anything happens to Glennon, then you go to Sanchez because you don't want to go to the rookie. Well,
you can't do that now.
If the rookie is a better player.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, then, okay, if you can't do that now.
Why carry three?
Why carry him?
Right.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
They're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts with any sized iced coffee or iced tea back. Stop in today for a freshly brewed afternoon boost. America runs on Dunkin'. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
Welcome back to the B&G show here on 670 The Score. Dan Bernstein, we're going to talk to Zach Zaidman at around 3:40 or so. We'll check in with him because there's a Bears game tonight. Bears, Browns. It's how you wrap up a preseason since I was a child.
Yeah, it's really changed, though, the imagery that we use. It used to be they would call them squeegee guys because the guys who weren't going to make the team, the joke was they'd be working at a car wash and they'd have a squeegee. Mm-hmm. The guys that come out from underneath the overpass and demand money to squeegee. And then it became...
insurance salesman?
Well, the finance guy at a car dealership was a go-to because a lot of guys took those jobs.
Bar bouncers now.
Right, but people don't really work at gas stations mm-hmm. anymore unless mm-hmm. they're behind the bulletproof glass. Uber driver was the mm-hmm. Rosenblum reference today.
Muscle for dope crews.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what the bouncer is a good one.
Yeah.
For some, you know, who knows? Maybe
future Arena League guys.
Yeah, there's no go-to anymore.
Because
I say by December, they're all NFL players.
I know we've got former NFL players listening right now who actually had tenure in the league and guys who played for a little bit. What are the dudes who get cut tonight or tomorrow or this weekend or whatever? What do those dudes end up doing? And you know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to you, Steve. Our guy Steve Edwards listens all the time. So Steve, I'm talking to you. The dude, after you got your helmet and your jersey and you're going on into your season and getting ready to do what it is you do at the point of attack, what do the guys who are left behind end up doing in this day and age?
I'm sure they people
personal do, training.
There's things like, sure across mm-hmm. the board. There's maybe guys
CrossFit
going to
is huge now.
They go to improv comedy. I don't know, but there's
probably
there's,
not.
Why not?
Probably not.
I'd like to do some improvisational comedy. but maybe there's just one sort of
plurality,
like a go-to.
Who's hiring the guys who get cut tonight besides, mom just giving you a few bucks to do the chores around the house. Like, I want to know.
Some of these guys are Ivy League guys.
Yeah. Ben Broniker. He's got no chance, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah. See, especially now in this day and age where it's okay to stay at mom's house a lot longer than it used to be. You know, moms aren't kicking kids out, and dads aren't kicking kids out the way they used to.
Well, they're living in bigger houses, and you can stay on their insurance.
This is true. And from your perspective, from my perspective, sometimes you just want to keep somebody around the house that can handle things for you if you get into a pinch. You know, you want to roll around with your muscle. Yeah, I don't know. Enterprise drivers. See, I don't know.
You mentioned something that happened during the rescue and the flooding that was notable.
Yes. All right. So I am not familiar with this guy's work. I'm not a big UFC guy, but this is from MMAJunkie.com. Derek Lewis, better known in UFC circles as the Black Beast, said his legs have been...
And he's not even black, which is what's crazy.
Is he not? Are you joking?
I was trying to make a joke.
I don't know.
I have no idea who he is.
Yeah, I don't know who he is. You know, I told you this, like the 2 out of every 10 things that you say with emphasis. I'm like, uh-oh, do I have to go with this? All right.
No, he is. So I just looked him up.
He's very black, isn't he?
If he's not, he's extremely tan.
UFC circles, he's known as the Black Beast, said his legs have been chewed up. Oh, yeah, super black. His legs have been chewed up from... That's his favorite superhero, super black. His legs have been chewed up from ant-infested waters.
And have you seen those floating piles of fire ants?
Mm-hmm. And his thighs burned from braving the strong currents of Houston floodwaters. In truth, he's risking his life trying to save Houston people in need, even if one of them, he said, brought with him a controversial and divisive symbol linked to racism in America.
How about that?
Quote, I don't care about that. I live in Texas. It ain't nothing new. I've been living in the South all my life, and it ain't nothing I hadn't seen before. It ain't nothing I hadn't seen before or discussed about. I don't care about that type of stuff. I just wanted to help him. Lewis lives in Houston, a city currently in a state of crisis as Hurricane Harvey dumps seemingly endless streams of water into the streets, flooding massive portions of the city. Earlier today, both major airports were closed until further notice because of the conditions. This was written a couple of days ago, or yesterday. The situation is so dire, even city officials have been forced to limit their assistance. I've always been that type of guy, he says. I like to help people more than I like to help myself. And so I just seized the opportunity. The police, they kept getting on the news and saying that they're not going to help no one unless it's life or death. Basically, the firefighters said the same thing. Mostly, we're just trying to get all the families that have kids. And him. Sunday night, Lewis was able to help a family in need, saving them from the fast rising waters in a noble gesture, of course, but one made perhaps even more special due to an object he said one of the flood victims carried that is inextricably linked to racism. A Confederate flag.
How about this?
I picked up one guy and his family. His wife, he just kept apologizing to me because all he really had was his clothes and he wanted to take his Confederate flag with him.
So the guy's aware enough. Maybe if you know that you have to apologize to your rescuer,
you don't take it.
Maybe you let it go.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to take that with him and he just apologized and said, man, I'll sit in the back of your truck, man. I don't want to have my flag inside of your truck like this. I said, man, I'm not worried about that right now. He's saying, you never know if you never need somebody. Oh, I'm sorry. He's saying, you never know if you ever need someone. So I already knew where he was going with it. I just said, don't even worry about it. It's okay. I don't care about that. His wife kept hitting him and saying, you should have just left it.
Yeah, at least somebody understands what that looks like. But how about that he would be willing to sit in the back of a pickup truck only to preserve his possession of a Confederate flag while apologizing to his black rescuer for owning it?
A couple of minutes on the other side of the break before we get to, on the other side of the update before we get to Zach, I have to ask a couple of questions.
But I want to just put a coda on this. In terms of payment for his services, Lewis said he doesn't want money, but he said, just send me some Popeyes. Give me that 12-piece.
My man.
Scoreboard update.
3:32 in the Chicago Wolves Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Chicago Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. After a three-game sweep of the Pirates, the Cubs welcome Atlanta to Wrigley Field tonight for a weekend set. Cubs are 7-3 in their last 10 games, in large part because of players stepping up for their injured teammates. Here's what Jake Arrieta told Bernstein and Goff today.
We had a couple big pickups. we had Al brought him over. We signed Renee. So it seems like guys stepped up. We slid Javi over to short when Addy went down, and he's been the magician that we've all seen.
Kyle Hendricks gets a start tonight against Atlanta's Sean Newcomb. Hendricks 2-2 with a 3.56 ERA and 10 starts at Wrigley this year. Cubs swept the Braves in Atlanta in mid-July. Pregame with Mike Esposito gets underway tonight at 6:30. Meanwhile, the Score's Bruce Levine says the Cubs are still interested in Tigers ace Justin Verlander. Trade deadline isn't until 11 o'clock Central Time tonight. Tigers said to be in a full rebuild and could move Verlander today. Addison Russell was scratched from a rehab start last night with foot soreness. He'll be reevaluated by a doctor today. John Lester will be back in the rotation on Saturday. Mike Montgomery remains in the rotation for now, and pitching prospect Dylan Maples expected to be among the September call-ups. Sun-Times reporting today the Cubs have received approval for one more night game this season. That one will be played on Friday, September 8th against the Brewers at 7:05. The Twins compete the sweep of the White Sox with a 5-4 walk-off win. I don't even know what to call it. Walk-off hit by a pitch.
Yep.
Miguel Gonzalez got the start today. He gave up 7 hits and 3 runs in 6 innings. This one was tied up at 3-3 for a while, but Alan Hansen broke the deadlock with a solo home run in the top of the ninth, making it 4-3. Then Juan Manaea came on in relief. He allowed the tying run to score in the bottom of the ninth and then loaded up the bases and hit a batter to walk in the winning run. In football, Bears and Browns at Soldier Field tonight for the final preseason game. Closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for a free checking account that fits your lifestyle. The Dow today finished up 55.5. NASDAQ finished up 60 points. The S&P was up 14. Tune into the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network for the first pitch at 7:05, sponsored in part by White Castle. Try any 2 Belgian waffle sliders for only $4. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk in the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Braves at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Gerald Hyundai.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
All right, Dana, I have to ask you.
Yes.
In this situation, and I'm just trying to place it in the context of a Confederate flag, a symbol that would take you to an emotional place, or if it wouldn't.
Yeah, if a guy had a swastika.
That's
flag,
what I'm saying. If a guy has a swastika and he's sitting there waiting to be rescued, does Dan Bernstein pick him up? Because everybody can do the whole righteous thing of, yeah, that's him being a good human and all that other stuff. I'd have to think long and hard if a man who is looking at me, and the picture is striking. Like, there's a picture out here where he's in his rain slicker and he sees the guy and he, you know, has the guy jump on his truck or whatever. But the emotions.
I want to say yes.
Right. You want to, but.
I really want to say yes.
After you're done scraping away, you know, that representative who everybody, oh, yeah, he's just a great dude. Yeah, I think this guy genuinely is an awesome dude. And now I'm reading the stories about him beating up Travis Brown, who abused Ronda Rousey and was happy to do so in the ring because he doesn't like woman abusers. He's controversial that way. But he picks up a guy with a Confederate flag with everything that's going on right now. And the guy is apologizing with the Confederate flag.
Like he's aware enough to be apologizing. And his wife's like, why don't you ditch it?
Yeah, whatever God that man believes in sent him a curveball. And it had life or death on it. And he made sure that he made the right decision. Think about the balls it takes to know that your rescue
from
life or death is right there, and he's a black man, and he can keep going because he sees that Confederate flag. Think about that. You're willing to die with that.
It's almost a literal version of the famous parable about the rising floodwaters. And the man's at his house. Aren't you worried? Shouldn't we evacuate? No. You know, God will take care of me. And somebody comes up on a boat and says, "Hey, the floodwaters are rising. You're first floor is already flooded. Get on my boat and I'll help you." No, God will take care of me. So the second floor floods. He's on his roof. And a helicopter comes down and says,
We're lowering you a ladder. Get on the floodwater's rising. Get on the helicopter. And he says, no, God will take care of me. So the waters rise and they swallow him up. And he ends up in purgatory. And he says, well, you know, I don't know what happened. And all of a sudden God shows up and he says, hey, listen.
Come on.
I sent you a warning to get out of there. I sent you a boat. And I sent you a helicopter.
Right? You gave you three chances. Right. Champ.
Exactly. Yeah. So what in that representation, that's a God with some wit.
This from the 815, yeah. Of course. Flag does not represent racism.
Yes, it does.
Yes, the actual symbol of,
yes,
of,
yes,
of treason and racism and slavery. Yes.
Yeah, we're not.
Yes. Are we doing, do we have to do the Confederate flag show? No, we got to talk to Zach. No,
I told you the story too, that for years, my dad and I and our friends went to the same Canadian fishing lodge, and we always did. We always went to the same lodge. And one year, our favorite place that we love was booked.
Uh-huh.
Because something happened, they had a huge group there for our usual week, so we had to go somewhere else. So we went to this somewhere else, this other lodge. And our first night there, we were in the main common area where there's like a little library, right, and right. Too many of the books were Nazi books. And
that means any of them.
And that means
more than one.
Seriously,
it means any of them.
Drawers filled with Nazi memorabilia, and there were swastikas all over the place. And we had just arrived. We had another three nights there.
I hope that was the only moments that you spent there.
Nope, we
you
stayed.
You had to wait it out?
Well, what do you mean? We're in the middle of nowhere in Canada. You can't, it's all you can book dude.
Sorry for it.
Yeah, it was kind of scary.
Yeah, because I roll up in.
Yeah, the fishing sucked.
Yeah, too. I roll up in anywhere and I open up the closet and there's a KKK hood. I'm probably jumping on Airbnb elsewhere. I know we got to talk to
Zach. There was no such thing then.
Yeah, I know, we need
a float plane to get out of there. You can't just dial up float planes R Us and the bush pilot comes down and rescues you from... Right. This segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Zach Zaidman previews tonight's Bears game next on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Live with Ian Happ.
What do you have, 0.4 seconds to react, 0.2 to make a decision, 0.2 of a second to make a decision? And then you have to hit a round ball with a round bat? That's not easy.
That doesn't sound easy. Yeah,
I don't think so.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Jason Goff here, and if you travel for business, stop wasting time pricing your flights and hotels at the same old sites you used to go to. You know the ones I'm talking about. The only site you need is Upside.com. It's quick and easy. Upside shows you the exact flights you're looking for and the big name hotels you want to stay at, and you can buy them separately or bundle them together, and you can even add a ride. You can add some wheels, which is always fun, and ride around town in a nice rental car. And by bundling two or more selections, you'll experience the real magic of using Upside. The more you bundle, the more you save. The bigger the gift card you receive to places like Amazon.com every single time you buy a business travel package using Upside. And their expert navigators are always available 24/7. Through the phone, chat, social, and email to help anytime before, during, and after your business trip to make sure it goes smoothly. I use Upside, and their concierge level service is second to none. You get the VIP treatment while still paying low prices and being rewarded with a gift card every time you book a package. Oh, by the way, you keep your airline miles as well. Upside's the real deal for buying your business trips. You got to give them a try. And right now, when you use promo code SCORE, you're guaranteed to get at least a $100 Amazon.com gift card on your package purchase. That's code SCORE to get a $100 gift card for free. Spread this around your sales office. I'm telling you right now, Upside.com is the better way to buy business travel. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the best place to get all you need for a great-looking yard this Labor Day weekend. Come in now and get top Scotts products for only $10 each after instant savings. Choose from Scotts Lawn Food, Easy Seed, Ortho Home Defense, Roundup Pump and Go, and more. All just $10 each. Hurry into your local Ace, where top Scotts products are $10 each after instant savings. Through Monday only. Valid on select items and sizes for Ace Rewards members. Limit 2. See participating store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the best place to get all you need for a great-looking yard this Labor Day weekend. Come in now and get top Scotts products for only $10 each after instant savings. Choose from Scotts Lawn Food, Easy Seed, Ortho Home Defense, Roundup Pump and Go, and more. All just $10 each. Hurry into your local Ace, where top Scotts products are $10 each after instant savings. Through Monday only. Valid on select items and sizes for Ace Rewards members. Limit 2. See participating store for details.
Right now, save 50% off everything at Gap Factory and 50 to 70% off everything at Banana Republic Factory. That's right, 50% off or more on everything in stores and online. Save with tees starting at $6.99 and 40% off clearance at Gap Factory stores. And at Banana Republic Factory stores, fabulous tops start at $9.99 and 50% off clearance. Hurry! Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
The Home Depot has 3 do-it-yourself workshops in September. Come see what's in store, like how to properly wire and install a light fixture, how to upgrade your bath by installing a new toilet, or come explore the latest styles in wall tile and then learn how to install it yourself. It's never too late to learn a new thing, or 2, or 3. Register today for an upcoming do-it-yourself workshop near you, only at The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or?
Check this out. Bears are back to football tonight at Soldier Field against the Browns, and Zach Zaidman is going to be covering all the action. I don't know if he's at the field already because I don't hear the anthem in the background, but Zach is on
People
Twitter.
People just singing at his house, too, by the way.
At Zach Zaidman, and he joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Well, here we go. The last pretend game is meaningful for some people. Hey, Zach.
Hey. I think that it's probably more exciting of a final preseason game as we've had to talk about in quite a while. Don't you think? I mean, I can't remember last time you were as interested in seeing what the future holds, because you know the quarterback of the future is starting the game tonight in Mitchell Trubisky, and I'm really interested in seeing how he does against this Greg Williams defense. Now, I know that they're not going to have first-teamers out there for Cleveland on the defensive side of the ball, but I think the ability to solve the puzzle that Williams is going to present is a helpful exercise for Trubisky. So from that standpoint, whether it's a series or two, I think it's a good experience for the youngster.
So who are some of these young men whose jobs are on the line, and who do you think has to play well, or has everything pretty much been decided?
I think everything's pretty much decided. I think the GMs and the coaches kind of know what direction they're going to go. Now, the Cameron Meredith thing might have thrown things out of whack, but I think heading into this game, the Bears are pretty certain what they're going to do. I think you could be looking at the final time that Victor Cruz plays a game in the National Football League. I think his NFL mortality is on the line. It took him a long time to get signed by the Bears. There weren't other teams that were interested in him. The Giants, he's a good soldier out there, and they decided to let him go. So he had an opportunity to prove himself, and I don't think he's done enough to warrant a spot on the team. I could be wrong, but I think that's a big name that stands out as someone who may not make the team. I know you're probably interested in seeing what's Tanner Gentry's future going to be like. He's wowed this team on the practice field all throughout the Bourbon A portion of camp, in the training camp. You've seen him do it in games. This is a last opportunity for him. I think these games are interesting from the standpoint that it's not necessarily about being the 53rd man on the Bears roster. You're trying, if you get cut, to put yourself in a position where you catch on with another team. I'll give you an example. There were a few years ago, here's my nugget tidbit. This is the 14th consecutive year that the Bears play the Browns in the final preseason game. In the NFL, you can make an agreement on who you're going to play in that final preseason game. So Jerry Angelo way back made a deal with Cleveland because it's close in terms of the flights and very convenient in terms of the hotel, airport, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, the point is, a few years back, Tyler Klutz was a player on Cleveland's special teams.
Ended up right on the Bears, yeah.
Yeah, and he had a terrific game on teams for the Browns. Well, they've noticed, the Bears talked about it, and they ended up bringing him in. Last year, we didn't know about Jordan Howard. You knew he was on the team. He was a guy fighting through injuries, had knee issues when he was at Indiana, and you didn't really know what he was capable of doing until he got extended playing time in that fourth preseason game in Cleveland. And it opened eyes. And then Jeremy Langford got banged up real early on in the season with that ankle injury, never got his job back. And Jordan Howard took advantage of the opportunity. So sometimes there's going to be players today that open eyes that we haven't really talked about. And from that standpoint, it's going to be interesting.
All right, what's going to happen? I asked Hub yesterday, but you might have a little bit different insight. What's going to happen with the brother with two last names, the hyphenated big brother, 6'7", 285-pound defensive end / outside linebacker dude?
Are you talking about Roy Robertson-Harris?
Yes.
Out of UTEP?
That's my guy.
Yeah, I think he's going to make the squad. He was one of those players that I don't think anyone expected anything from coming into training camp, and all he did was put in the work and make plays. You know, again, a lot of times we spent time talking about guys like Tanner Gentry as Bourbon A All-Stars, but Roy Robertson-Harris continued to make plays. And I think last year he got dehydrated early on, had some sort of hydration issue, and it really cost him the entire year, but they kept him around. And then he said he got depressed and he had to deal with that off the field. And he got his life in order, put a lot of work in the weight room, and he was already a big guy, but he shed the body fat, and you see him out there in these games. I think he's really impressive. When you start to consider where the Bears are from an outside linebacker standpoint going forward, you've got a lot of veterans here in Willie Young and Lamar Houston and Pernell McPhee, who've been dealing with some injury issues over the last couple of years. Leonard Floyd is really, at least coming into camp, is really the only young guy at that position. And I think it's a position of need, which is why I believe Roy Robertson-Harris is going to make the team.
All right, so what's the standard for Mitchell Trubisky? If we understand what's really going on out there, how can we make sure that we, and everybody involved, is watching him from a reasonable perspective?
I think the thing that you want to see is how he handles the blitz packages that he's going to face today from Greg Williams, because when he was at North Carolina, he'd look to the sideline, they'd give him the protection plan, and then boom, he snapped the ball out of the shotgun and you go. It's a little different when you have to call the protection plan in the huddle. It may change based on what you see at the line of scrimmage, and these NFL teams, these coordinators, they're sophisticated, they're trying to fool you. So far he's handled, there hasn't been anything that he hasn't handled well to this point in these games, which is why he got the opportunity to play with the first team at the start of the second half last week in Tennessee. And, he made plays. He was moving the ball down the field. And I think if he continues to do that with this second team against Cleveland's defense, you're going to feel good. He's going to play at some point this season. I think it's percolating. You can see but why take the chance of rushing him out there against the defending NFC champions in Atlanta when, again, I talked about how difficult these coordinators are in terms of disguising what they do. Let him see it from the sideline. Let him see it on tape a little bit. And I think there will come a point this season a lot sooner than we probably thought, when Mitchell Trubisky will likely get his opportunity. I mean, you cannot do much better than he's done with the reps that he's gotten in these games.
Is there a name that we've become familiar with that might not be here at the end of the weekend? A Christian Jones, maybe one of the DeAndres? Is there anybody out there that we know that may not have a job after the cuts?
I think Christian Jones makes the team because he's a very good special teamer and he's done a really nice job. And keep in mind, Danny Trevathan has not played in any of these games. And the two guys that they've used, depending on the packages that Vic Fangio has out there, is Nick Kwiatkowski, who's done quite well, and Christian Jones, who's done quite well. And when you consider what he can do on special teams, I think that's a big factor, which gets me back to, for example, I think some of the tough cuts that the Bears are going to have to make, you look at the tight end position, they're probably only going to keep four. Now, Deion Sims, because of the free agent contract that he signed, is on the team. You know that the draft pick, Adam Shaheen, the second rounder from Ashland, is on the squad. Zach Miller's on the team. He actually thinks that he's going to have a better year this year because of the other tight ends that I mentioned, because that takes his workload down, and he doesn't have to be on the field in those obvious blocking situations where you have the big bodies of Shaheen and Sims to handle that. He feels that it'll keep him fresher. I think the number he used is that last year he was on the field for 68% of the plays, mm-hmm. and now that number will be lower, but it should make him more effective because he'll be fresher and hopefully in situations where you prevent the serious injury from happening. So that gives you an example of some of the things that they're trying to do. But Daniel Brown had a really nice season last year after Miller got hurt, but does he make the team over Ben Broniker, who's probably not as polished of a tight end
yes.
as Brown is, but Broniker's a much better special teamer. And on the back end of your roster at all these positions, if someone's going to be active on game day, they need to be special teams contributors, which is why, you know, I would say right now that Broniker probably makes the team over Brown, wouldn't you? If you need,
but Brown is so much better in routes and actually so much better at playing tight end.
But you have three other guys who are better than him at the position who will be utilized.
If Zach Miller goes down and you know that's going to happen at some point, are you more comfortable with a combination of Shaheen, Sims, and Broniker, or Shaheen, Sims, and Brown?
No, obviously you would want Brown, but it makes you weaker on special teams. I think you...
Who's going to be on the field?
Yeah, but that's backwards. I mean, if you're worried about special teams before actual football, that's kind of backwards.
But keep in mind, you obviously... were very high on Deion Sims because you made him a priority.
And he's played well.
And you didn't, you know, when you pick a guy in the second round, you're expecting an immediate contribution. So
still waiting.
They feel that Shaheen can be a player and give you something very early on in his NFL career. So that's Zach Miller's probably the most gifted of all those tight ends because, A, he always gets open. I mean, he always creates a target for the quarterback. He understands the way defenses look to attack, and he finds the open seams. And then he's got special athletic ability that very few tight ends in this league have. Unfortunately, the injuries always catch up with him. But I don't think you can ignore special teams. It's one of the things that you look at with the receiver position, because you know Kevin White's on the squad. You know Marcus Wheaton's on the squad based on the free agent contract that he signed, and hopefully he can get back for week one coming off that broken pinky. And you know that they like Kendall Wright in the slot. Now, after that, how many receivers are you going to keep active on game day? Well, the rest of them have to be big-time special teams contributors. And you know John Fox thinks highly of Joshua Bellamy, which is why I think he's going to make the squad, even though he's been dealing with some injuries. And that's why you wonder, you know, where does a Victor Cruz or a Tanner Gentry fit in? Because are they helping you out on special teams? You know, Cruz, in Cruz's case, definitely not. And then are they wowing you within the framework of what they do either on offense or defense, depending on the position? I think that's why you cannot ignore special teams. The best way to take a bad football team, this is a team that's 9-23 over the last 2 years, the best way to put yourself in a position where you can compete and gain an edge is to dramatically improve your special teams. And I think...
Well, they got to get Roberto Aguayo out of here then, and I don't know what the hell he's still doing around here.
Well, that's another thing. Well, this is the first game that they play at Soldier Field since they signed him.
They're going to find he kicks there, too.
I mean, come on. Why does he, I don't know what he's still doing here.
Well, one of the cool things that I think you're going to experience tonight, at last check, it may have changed by 1 mile per hour, but at last check, when I walked into Soldier Field this afternoon, there was an 18-mile-per-hour wind. And I'm looking right now at the flags atop the goalposts, in the south end zone. And it's that swirling Soldier Field wind, which comes from the south. It hits the east side of the stadium, then bounces off all those suites and comes back in a swirling fashion to the Bears sideline. So this is a great test, not just for Aguayo, for Connor Barth, for Patrick O'Donnell, but remember, they have a new long snapper that they're putting into the mix today, and Jeff Overbaugh, who they signed when Scales went down last week with the ACL. You better be able to throw a spiral as a long snapper that can cut through this vicious Soldier Field wind. And I think that's one of the reasons that Bradley Sole, who, by the way, was in the running to replace Mike Leach, longtime long snapper with the Arizona Cardinals a few years ago. But the reason that he didn't sign with Arizona, even though they offered him more money than other NFL teams, is because Sole wanted an opportunity to try himself as an offensive lineman in Seattle. Didn't work out. Ended up here with the Bears and had a chance to snap last week. But I don't think he throws the kind of spiral that you need, especially when you play in this stadium.
All right, Zach, whoever's wheeling you away, we're going to let them do that.
You being escorted out of the stadium, Zach?
That's Zach Zaidman. Brought to you
by Zach. Just get detained
by Spot Hero.
Here?
Your filthy hands off me.
I switched to Sam.